I think it was not made by God, it could be done by later, of course, that topic, you have to see it by yourself.
And I was going to say that I'm not for it. I said, I'm not going to share it. From every point I'm driving to the mobile.
Can we then stop them too?
So, before we start, I just wanted to say the apology that I received.
Can we go to the apology?
I only received the apology of two members. Honorable Khoza, anyone said that we should leave. Mm-hmm. And then I also received an apology from Honorable Mumabe. He's attending from his family funeral. The two. So those are the two apologies that I have received. Thank you. And the one that is obvious for Mr. Kruger and Mr. Chance, which they indicated in the meeting. Thank you.
Okay. We accept those apologies, I guess.
Yes, we. I hope we accept them.
Okay.
And that we will hear the court there.
I move that we accept the proposed apologies and that we clearly record them as such.
Okay. I'm also of the view of that we accept the apologies, but I'm a little bit worried that the future to be good. That's the second time from the founder of Jambu, the serious condition is a present or whatever. I don't know.
He had sent an apology which he sent them by elections. But from our results, I promise it may happen which he wasn't aware.
Colette, was that apology formally communicated? And to whom was it communicated?
The apology came through the community center when we met on Tuesday, and the committee discussed that to say that any member, particularly from the ANC side, that has to be on leave of absence, has to first apply, and the application then is approved by either the chairperson or the whip. In the form, there is a column that says the sign up on a chairperson or committee of normal whip. The reason for that is to avoid the situation where a member would just send an apology. Whereas there is a three-line whip or whatever that has to be done that requires all members to be present. So in the case of Comrade Dubeo, he did not apply, he did not sign any leave of absence, and Comrade Mabas did not sign any leave of absence. Comrade
Chair, but what I wanted to find out is whether did he send a formally written apology to the secretary? I mean, addressed to you. Do you have that apology? Secretary.
Thank you, Chair. No. I didn't receive anything written. As I have not indicated when I was mentioned the apologies.
Sorry that I'm taking a bit long on the issue. What I mean is not necessarily for today, but the very first day when we couldn't have Uba. Did you receive a formal written apology? And if you learned that he is he's having other political tasks. Was it when he formed, or was it when you inquired?
Basically, he communicated with the Mutechelik and got the information from Mr. Mutechelik. So I didn't get anything written, neither a call. I only received the news from Mutechelik.
Thanks, Coach. And you know, we will have to follow up on the issues.
Okay. Then it will be left in the hands of the group to try and correct that. Also taking into account which Honorable Berwa is a member. Even last year during this time when we were dealing with budget, he missed a meeting without an apology. And then upon inquiring, he indicated that he was in one of the villages where he lives, writing a budget speech, which means which it was a lack of experience, which then needs him to be assisted to understand the process. Because even if a member of parliament is required by the provincial office deployed for by election or campaign or whatever, there has to be a coordination between that office and the convener of the province in parliament, of the caucus in parliament. And that information has to be coordinated. I also received an SMS that was deploying me to those by elections to campaign. And because I know Gucci, we prioritize this work over and above that one. Then and also I understood the process. I did not go.
That's also the flourishing now, because there were also two pieces, I just apologize that in the other piece we started at half past 8 to come here, and then the readers in the plenary, so can I just be clarified on what's the position? Are we not in contradiction with whatever that is going to take place, because people are always expected science register and so on. I'm not getting into it when you are discussing this. I see them as very hard things now. Maybe if I don't get the position, how safe are we?
We have got that position to speak.
Yes. We forwarded an application to get the permission to switch today. Since the meeting was on the program. And then there was a direction that if the committees persist, they want to switch over the budget full period, they have to do an application, but there should not be a clash. So which means then it must be an indication that since we are sitting today, it is not the economic cluster that is debating. But then For Honorable Rafas, I think something else was, I think it's rural development that is to be done.
Let's hope that it was granted correctly, I mean the permission, because if you are advancing the argument that it must be provided and economic economic cluster is not debating, then it means we are in violation.
Mm-hmm.
Because rural development is an economic cluster. So I thought, I didn't think that that part would be part of the condition.
Or to further the thing to EE, it was also based on the question that as long as we are busy with the urgent matters, which is now budget vote, if it's we are doing the not that it's got something else. Yeah, so as well dealing with the budget vote report.
Thanks. That is now clear. Before we continue with the report, I would want us to I would want to check whether there is a common understanding of what we decided on Samhain. Yesterday I was approached by the deputy minister saying to me that after the meeting she remained behind with Samhain, and the understanding of Samhain is that we said they must submit the strategy plan in writing. They mustn't have to present it on the 12th. And the advance was that Samhain wants to leave on the 12th together with a chief meeting delegation. To that conference or whatever summit that they were talking about, which is abroad, and it starts on the 18th. And I just wanted to get a clearance with them. What was the understanding of other members on what we completed on Samhain? Not Mavasa, on November.
My understanding was that Samhain was supposed to cancel whatever other tasks it has to prioritize this budget work. In my understanding, they will have had to cancel the trip. And they agreed. We were not made aware that the deputy minister was to go with them. So let me, that was my understanding.
Jefferson, thank you. I think it's just as Tamagasa said, that the understanding was that it would make no difference for them to have something on paper and they are not there. They must be there to present their paper so that the paper should be interrogated to see that they are in line with the new vision of small businesses, the way we've done with all departments that we called. And as an entity that falls under this committee, it has to be in line with whatever is discussed in this committee. Now that one that was decided outside, it can't, it's because of Samhain that we have to submit it. They were not ready, there were no papers, so whose fault is it? It's their fault. So that's why I'm saying that they'll be here, they'll be there, they should not somewhere else with the committee.
Also, if it is that understanding also with the deputy minister, because that's an internal matter for Samhain. Samhain knows that he's supposed to come and present his trips. So I don't think that matter has got to be understood as a confusion of facts. So clearly, we expect them to come, do the work, finish the work. So the other things of diligence and so on, we know all these things and so on. That Sawana can deal with. But Sawana has put a responsibility on the country to come and do what they're supposed to do for their members in the country. And I think we can leave it at that.
The principle that we shouldn't try to control here is the deputy minister. The deputy minister is at liberty to go where she wants to go. I mean, according to their decisions as the executive, I don't think we have an opinion there. But with Sawen, they agreed to be with us so that we finish the job.
I'm beginning to see I may be wrong, but I'm beginning to see what it is. The actual work that needs to be done is not prioritized by the agencies. The agencies are operating there, and they don't see that there is a department. And even the departmental staff, they don't bring the agencies closer and speak to from and sing from one page of the hymn book. That is what I'm beginning to see. But also, which is why there was that debate where we could see which, even the unit that Sawen is supposed to be working with within the department has not met. Meaning which the DDG responsible for the unit sat in a little corner and wrote what she thought was needed and then submitted it for it to be incorporated in the strike plan that was presented to us by the department. And that unit implements through Sawen. That is what the deputy minister said. The relationship between Sawen and the unit. She said we must fix the post. Now, we have a threat plan of the department which incorporates and the information that came from the unit responsible for development of women-owned businesses. But that unit, when it presented that information which was incorporated in this record, had not met with the entity that does the work on the ground on behalf of the unit. Which means, what we have in the structure is a thumbs up from the DDG, from the unit. It's not known by Sawen. And come the implementation time, Sawen's got its own structure. Come the implementation time, the unit will post the money to Sawen. And Sawen will implement its own, which it doesn't fit to the department. But the worst situation is the department doesn't even post the money direct to it posts the money direct to us, but there is another one office fund where the department receives the money and then sends it to IGC. But here we also have to hear whether IGC also sends with the unit. to develop a threat plan. So it's a mess. There is no coordination, it's a total mess. It's a total mess. So, umzimba wami-ke uqala ukukhathala ngoba manje angisakwazi ukulala. As we see these things, I begin to wonder ukuthi kwenzakalani. So, I am then saying, as this portfolio committee, we have a responsibility to get down to the real problem. Even beyond the process HEMA budget rules. So, the question now goes to Ink. Ink, have you applied for the committee to sit in the 12th?
No, I'm going to make an application.
So, our understanding is that on the 12th, Sawen is presenting. They are not sending. They are presenting. And Isibande, which did not present and did not even apologize when that person who was representing Isibande just took the back and left. They are also presenting on Tuesday. Honorable Mavar.
No, I propose that that be effectively communicated. And in that communique, I would suggest that we should also lightly indicate that the deputy minister is not obliged to attend, you know, as she has cabinet responsibilities. And then I would further propose that we shelve this matter, but if we have concluded it, you know, we put it aside because it has a potential of derailing us from our main objective of today, that's convention.
I agree with the Comrade Mavasa in the principle of not saying the deputy minister is obliged. We have discussed that. I've discussed that with her. I wouldn't want it to be part of the letter that goes out. Okay. We would expect an apology from her, like we usually get an apology. Can we put this letter at rest? So on this day, we are applying to have a meeting with Isibande. The Isibande is presenting and Sawen is presenting. Thanks. Can we then proceed to deal with the report? Can we have some input on our members?
Well, the chair, I'm looking at the topic. Where it starts by the draft. I don't know whether I'm thinking correctly, but I would think that we should end at on annual performance plan vote 31, and then have a full stop, and then the entities that form part of the department, I will propose that they don't come into that area, but we accommodate them somewhere where we can have a paragraph that is constituting the department or part of what constitutes the department, so that we do not elevate the status of SIVA, SIDA, you know, Isivande, etc. So when they mustn't be elevated to the same status as Small Business Development 4031. Thanks, colleague.
Uh, I sent to us as comrade members. I had written on my copy that I would rework the introduction, and also that under mandate, I would then also rework that to actually reflect exactly what Honorable Mavasa is saying. But also in terms of values, I remember very well that in our discussions with the department, we've been saying that the value that has to be adhered to by all departments is that to be. And we said that should be the first value in indicating the values. If the department is starting with customer focused, that's their language. The ASS language, the government's language is what to feel. And we would want to see that put in here. Because Batubile was introduced and even was made a campaign with the aim of changing the mindset of government officials to make them understand that they are there to serve the people and the government is there to serve the people. We don't see that in all officials of government. There are some who still have that mentality of thinking that a government official is bigger than the public that puts the government into power. So, the committee must write it in the way that it wants it, not the way the department puts it. Because customer focus is for a store. As full government is about to be people first. Can we proceed? Are you correcting that? Maninga, you correct it. I was open and all my officials are up here. Let's get school me in Basla Lele, our department. Babu in the Sunday, Sunday, Yona, they don't tell you correct it. I'm saying, I guess that was just a computer. Simba lap is screaming, goodbye, correct. And values. Honorable Mavas.
On introduction, Honorable Chair, when you do work it out, I would suggest that the sentence that starts the third line from the top, the context from which the department. I tend to think that that paragraph is too long. Not the paragraph itself, but the line. Because it goes on until it ends with embedded with the Department of Trade and Industry. So I just thought that we must see if we can't break it maybe into two sentences, just to shorten it. And then there is somewhere where I marked, I'm not sure if I will be burdening the meeting committee in case I'm speaking before the point, but there is somewhere where our report says we are working or improving, I'm not using exactly the words, but we come across as criticizing the predecessor trade and industry to you know, so that we come up with the new challenges to take up the new battle. So without pointing to it exactly, but if we do come across it, my broad suggestion is that we mustn't come across as criticizing, but we must come across as advancing from where the predecessor departments left off, namely trade and industry and economic development, so that it's a positive tone. I know I'm burdening you because I must apologize, even if we don't speak to it now, because I realize I don't see it on the first page. But I don't know whether, if we don't recall it now, just if we can keep it in mind. Maybe as we go on, we will come across it. Apology for that.
On page 3 for me, there is also a spelling or grammar correction under purpose of the budget. 1, 2, 3, 4. Line number 5, that starts with government. And the sentence reads as follows. The ANC government uses to evaluate the financing of its key policy objectives. Full stop. It also used to evaluate whether the macroeconomic perspective of the budget and the respective budget votes meet the requirements. I think what you should be saying is that it is also used. Insert it between the word it and also. It is also used. Yes. Mike.
In the same paragraph, just a small introduction of a tool. It is further described as a tool.
On the, are you done?
On number 7, I'm done, but I also have some on 6 and 8, but on 7, I'm done.
Can you go back to 6?
On 6, we say to facilitate the very first sentence. And at the end, we say of the same line, the first line, small businesses and cooperatives to contribute to. I just thought we have two coming in too many times. So if we could say replace two with which with, you know, it's just a thought. Because remember, we started, we opened the sentence with two. And then we also have two there, and then we have too many. So I propose we bait it with replacing the last two on that first line with which way.
Pardon?
6.1, yes. Not the end of the sentence, but the end of the line, the first line. So we have two at the end there. To facilitate the development and growth of small businesses and cooperatives to contribute to inclusive and shared, but I, you know, I just thought that the two, they are coming in too frequently. So I just thought to break the usage of two. It is the right way, but to break it, I just thought if we replaced that two at the end of the line with which will contribute, it will then read small businesses and cooperatives which will contribute to inclusive and shared. And under the same reasoning, I also made the same remark on 6.3. To advocate for a conducive regulatory environment for small businesses and cooperatives to enable But let's think it together. Maybe that's not too much, but I was also thinking which will enable access to finance, because these tools are too many. So I thought if we say for small business and cooperatives, which will? Pardon? Yes, thereby enabling access to them. Yes, yes, just so that we reduce the tools. Thanks, Konnichiwa. That's all I had on that.
Chair, on page 3, okay. Number 8, I think the devil was just talking about the, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the background. Can you see that? That E that is going around, alone, sitting alone.
Now, also, I was also that instead of 28 or 28
meters. Yeah. Yes. Thanks for that. But I also think what we should stick to the same terminology. If we are referring here to the NDP, let us say so. Let us not introduce another terminology. Like I am now reading, Ekalela Ekutua, the NDP articulates the important role of small business and cooperatives in achieving inclusive economic growth, and that these small enterprises are key to achieving the plan's creation target for 20. But what is usually known is that you start by saying the National Development Plan, and as you go along, you then say the NDP, you don't see the plan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the report here to ER change, I couldn't make a plan, then it will create a confusion because the person who is reading doesn't know what plan is it, what plan are you referring to. So replace the plan with NDP, throw out the document where you are referring to the NDP. Don't say the plan.
I have also noted that the second line from the bottom, it looks like we could do better if we introduce the creation of just after the comma, because we say the department's work will contribute to outcome 4 of government's medium-term strategic framework, which is I wonder if we shouldn't say which is comma the creation of decent employment, so that we don't say just decent employment, but the creation of.
But again, on the same way, if COSAT is saying decent jobs, why are we changing it and saying decent employment?
No, Chair. I hear what the corporate group are saying, creation and with your same concern party. The thing that we are voting directly from the NDP and also from the MTS, the word that they've used as they said to set decent employment, decent employment job. Yes.
We are speaking to the voters in the language of the elections manifest.
And besides, it doesn't say content. And he
leader is really is interpreting us with the authors. But also
it's possible that in the NDP, the NDP had used more ways. They had the luxury of taking people through. So we don't have that luxury. You may find that we have to tamper with their sentences. As long as we are not quoting from them. I'm just thinking that way in reply to what Colin Gash is saying.
I also want to add what Honorable Mabasa is saying. The government is the ANC. The ANC, the language that is used by the ANC government is the creation of decent jobs. And that even goes to the labor movement. They use that language. Which NDP or not, it's over jar. It's a different language. We should not be guided by no one. Because we are not speaking to the NDP. We are speaking to the voters.
Okay. I hear you, my honorable chair, but you see, what is important, I was trying to maintain the language, because even with the NCA resolution, my own people said, they also let's say, the language, that's why we say the language is different, employment, so inclusive, you go to NCT, you go to MCSF, this is also the language that is used by the Commission, our age, unless we hear what we're saying right now, we can, as we was that we can try to put in the sense that equally understandable by the original people, because those who maintain the same view or the same meaning. But we're trying to maintain what the ruling party resolved in each language. And that language was not stopped. Continuing with MTFS, it was still the ruling party, part of the outcome, and then using the same language. So we're trying to comply with the language. But I hear, and I'm agree with the fact that we can, so that we understand the because the document actually is going to be consumed by the public. So that the public must able to understand the language. I mean, we must able to use the language that the public will understand. So I think I shall come on that one, but I was trying to explain that why this
how
it came about. So we're trying to be consistent with the language, so that was until the MCSF.
With apology from the chair, could I take you back to page 1? It's just a small proposal. On the second paragraph, where we say in 2015, the department received its first standalone. Standalone. So I was just asking, they must just check whether standalone is like that or whether it has a dash, but just to be sure. And then also, I wonder if we shouldn't take that vote 31 and bring it directly after the department. In 2015, the department vote 31. But I'm listening here. Received its first what? So that we don't have vote for one there, but it followed directly after the department done. But I'm not sure myself.
The received must be there.
Yes.
You see? In 2015, the department received its first standalone budget allocation, vote 33. It can be in 2015, the department, vote 31, received. Do you understand?
Okay. No, I stand corrected.
Yeah, Page 4.
We need to, on page 2 where we talk the X. If we have an X that's amended, we must ask ourselves whether we should still quote the original X or we should speak only of the amended X. I'm referring here like when you say Companies Act 2010. We must not check, we must not see when after 2010 the Companies Act was amended, if I'm not making a mistake. We must check whether 2010 is the latest. And Cooperatives Act 2005. The fact that we have Cooperatives amended Act in 2015, should we still have both of them now? 2013. So that we check whether we must quote both the year 2005 and the year 2013. That is a thought.
But normally it's progressive, that as a short air amended. That is what we mean. You quote that as air amended. We don't go to the study of air amended. We can just do well, I mean, in terms of the church portfolio, you'll see it's going to be where that's it. But normally that's how we do it.
Chair, page 8. Paragraph 1, that very paragraph, that the first paragraph on page 8, that very long sentence that starts with the device partly provide various customers, blah, 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 agro processing and not agro. If I'm right, agro. Page 4. You wait in that performer. Yeah, I did not mean agro. First paragraph. The second sentence, that long one, the department will provide various customers intervention programs designed to increase sustainable blah 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 in the manufacturing agro processing. Yeah, agro. Mining and service sector. Now my problem is with the buy. Can you start the initial thing by buy? From service sector, there is a full stop. Shouldn't there be a comma? Is it in the continuation? Yeah, okay. Okay.
On the same page, the end of the second line, and weight goods. I was proposing that we end with key inputs, and then we did end weight goods, unless we are sure what we mean by weight goods.
Where
the second line. On page 4, where it says key input.
It's not a paragraph.
It's not, yeah, the very first paragraph.
On page 4.
On page 4.
You said second paragraph.
The sentence starts on page 3. It says, oh, this is put in the wrong part. The department's work will contribute.
Oh, object, you would rather have it enhanced. You can still use the subject enhanced.
So, what about my question? I like the attachment. So, what you should be now?
Now I think I'm on page 3, the last slide.
Yes.
So I was asking myself whether we really want to say and wait goods now. Because I was proposing that we stop at key inputs and have a full stop. Because in ANC, we don't want to see wait as a hindrance. So in my mind, I read it that way, and I was thinking if we did and wait goods, we will have gained. But let me listen to arguments why we have that and waste goods.
Okay, we are going to do that, but basically, we start a common term. We can simplify the interesting ones, we can simplify and put them in the English language.
But what do you mean by and waste goods?
We started by lower price, which is in lower, but actually in terms of inflation. In the heating pools, that is in the inputs, that is raw material, what you use to produce output. And then waste is also part of the goal from inputs that you need to produce output.
Yeah, because to me, I didn't want us as ANC, even if it is spectral like that, I wouldn't want us as ANC to see weight as a wage increase, as a hindrance. You know, because remember we are talking of a decent wage, decent jobs, so that's the only argument. As long as when you rework it, you take that into account, that you must not come across as seeing a wage increase as a hindrance.
In this sense that when we went to Esnoli and engaged with the street vendors, the question that we asked was, how much do you make a month out of 800 rand? And how much belongs to you? How much do you earn out of 800 rand? And they couldn't differentiate between the money that belongs to the business and the money that belongs to Yen. Which is what is killing small businesses. Including my own daughter, who is a small business. And we had to send her Gutagaha by Winsor business management course. She spent from right and I into utera imali ya business ache yazi ngoku business onayo yena whereas those are two different entities. The money that belongs to the business was his, and she must earn his salary from the business. And ephelini konyaka, when the business declares ama dividends, profit dividends, athathe ama profit dividends, the other money isale with business. So if we are not checking this and writing it in this fashion, small business will not understand. Okay, when you are making, what they usually do, when I make the profit, they only calculate how much they bought a loaf of bread for from Alban, and how much they sold for, and all that, ubona, mabikipa le ewa Alban, the difference gogago is profit, and lendlela abeka ngayo umqashi i-indicate ukuthi no, they are calculating wrongly because they are not calculating i-wage yabo. Even the transportation, even nama-life, abasibandi zonke lezo zinto. Bavele babele ukuthi ngiyayenza i-profit, ngithenge idaka lamazambane ngo 20 rand. Mangidayisa la ngiphela u 35 rand, and 25 rand is my profit. When 25 rand could be when you could have made a loss, although you got more than what you bought.
In real terms, it's a loss.
Yeah, in real terms, it's a loss.
Nominally, it's a gain.
Yes, yes.
Let me make the point that says, I agree with you entirely. As long as when we read it, when we read the paragraph, if we will come across as expressing what the chair is saying, then I agree entirely. But if it needs a little bit of an expansion, so that the expansion elucidates what the chair is saying, then I will be happier. I still maintain Guti, we shouldn't come across as saying a wage, my cover, is necessarily a loss. So I still I say it better clearly. So I think for now we understand each other, as long as when we reword it, even if it means you will add more wage, so that you come across expressing what they say. Thanks, Commissioner.
I agree with the point that is being made by Honourable Mabas. In a sense that there are two schools of thought when it comes to investment in South Africa. There are those that are saying South Africa is a good country for investment in terms of political stability and what have you. But when it comes to labor, labor is demanding too much, it's too expensive.
Not the
CEO. Yes, not the CEO, the labor. So, when we then put it in the wage goods, we should avoid being interpreted as people that are saying, are speaking the same language as those that are saying labor costs are expensive in South Africa. But when you compare what is earned by the workers to what is earned by the CEO and the bonuses of the CEO, you then wonder, Guche, are we really sick? Because there is a huge gap between what is earned by the CEOs and what is nama bonuses wakona and what is earned by the ordinary workers. I would prefer which master ashwuchi and which goods, Masechi and human resource. To avoid the situation where we could be misinterpreted, particularly by the labor movement.
Yes.
Are we in agreement with that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Honourable Mothers.
The department, the very first line, the department, and then at the end, it says small business and cooperatives. I wonder whether we shouldn't say, it's not a major thing, if we say cooperatives, shouldn't we say small businesses? Just consideration so that we are consistent.
In
the new one, the first line. Huh? No, it still says small business. This one, page 4, the first line.
Yes.
Businesses.
The reason that the economy, not economic growth, because in economy, the staff, you know, cooperative, because we have, it's not economic growth only. We talk about employment, it's part of the economy. It is a part of the trade. The economy, the economic growth is together, the GDP, and employment, we have got inequality, the effect is not of income. So it is actually in the economy. Now, once you see how the economy grows, you are specifying, you are concentrating in the one sector of the economy, with the other sectors of the economy, that the vast corporate SME are clearly white.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 So that in this manufacturing processing, in particular those sectors are just sectors of economy, in the economy, that will increase employment, economic growth, and GDP, and also the
I would want to add something missing there. That the 9 points articulated by your president, there is agriculture. And if you look at the way in which people back up in a voting, when you go to apply to our DFI, all of them, to start up a primary cooperative that will feed into agro-processing, there is no funding for that. Now, if not the promoter law was, so I'm promoting the thinking here. Yeah. Yes. Where else now we should be saying, particularly in the manufacturing, agriculture, agri-processing, mining, and service sectors, which would then include even retail and what have you.
Another one from the chair, where we say by encouraging the department facilitates, La SET as well as the private, when we talk of the spheres of government, which is the second line from the end of the first paragraph on page 4, I propose that we also introduce, especially us, we have to introduce other departments, so that we say government, other departments, as well as our other departments are even more important for us than the CS. Remember the transversals that we must line. I don't know whether that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
That is the last government as well as the second line from the bottom of the first paragraph. You have government in it. We introduce a comma, other departments. What you introduce other departments after the comma. With all spheres of government, other departments, and then equate.
But you are not is there redundant,
the spheres you are emphasizing, national.
In the intergovernmental relations framework, it is specific that the intergovernmental relations framework facilitates the coordination vertical and horizontal. Because notice with other spheres, you are then leaving the other departments that are in the same level as this department. Eh? That is why, that is why the intergovernmental relations framework specifically says coordination vertically and horizontally. Yes. Can we? No, you are.
I'm on my phone. Can I put this to put it on?
My name is Mohammed Andy. I'm actually from Sanapo.
Sanapo,
yeah.
But today, the purpose of this meeting today is for us to go through the report. We are not inviting any agent.
We want the report for you.
Huh?
I
we just got the list now from my emails, and I saw the meeting was in 35 petroleum committee. 35.
I think they seen the meeting on the asset list, because we put the meeting on the asset list. But it was Kane saying, considering the
you'll be very good. The consideration of a report is the work of the committee. Like now, we are going through a report. There is nothing that you will be able to contribute.
Okay.
And we are not discussing any particular entity or whatever. We are just going, we are making corrections to our report. That is why when it appears on the ATC, or you are sent to the information that there is a meeting of the portfolio committee, it then says the committee will be considering its report. And when the committee is considering the report, we don't even invite the department to come, because it's just us. If you want to sit, you can sit, but you will be very bored.
So, thank you very much. In fact, there are a few questions that we would like to pose, but I think it's not in liberty. I think maybe we can set up another time to meet staff with you are watching at that stage?
Yeah, we are not meeting with any entity now until they pass the vote.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Again, on that sentence that is dealing with particularly in manufacturing, then you are putting agriculture after manufacturing. Agriculture should come before manufacturing. And then agro-processing must follow agriculture and then manufacturing. The reason for that is that let us look at the textile industry. Okay, let us look at everything that we use. Most of it comes from agriculture. Even this that comes from wood, from the forest. Yes, this paper comes from agriculture. We were together, Mbaji, inside. What attracted us most to a particular stand was to see maize, this kwebu sobon, and then let us go vela how they process the corn to produce liquid, but that particular stand was focusing on textile. But by a convincer how you can use the corn and produce silk cotton. And then from there, you then see how the silk cotton is mixed now to produce the fabric. And then you get to an end where you then can see a finished product of a shirt, of a panty, of a nightdress, of a t-shirt, a number of things. And when you go to the shelf, what they are actually displaying is the cotton, different cottons. And they tell you with a, this cotton combined with this produces this type of a fabric, and you can make this type of a garment. And in South Africa, what has killed the textile industry is the agricultural crops that are not supporting the textile industry. So if you start with the manufacturing, as if manufacturing happens without raw materials, you are then confirming the perspective of our DFIs that can fund agro-processing without funding a primary agricultural farm. They can also fund a textile thing. Our committee has got so much interest in the business sector and the public. But, okay, they will know who you are.
Johan Stadler and Jane.
Yes.
I've been trying to
become famous here all of a sudden. I've been trying to get the VIPTI, for instance, interested to pay for a pre-feasibility study to, in the Free State, to ferment coal stover, coal having maize stover. That means, you know, all the waste products after harvesting, you know, that's to ferment it into ethanol. And then chemically change the ethanol to butadiene, the main ingredient of motor car tires, which we import everything at the moment. And I want to produce it from straw, from mealie stronke. But you'll be surprised if you bring a project that it works in America, it's a commercial application. It works in Europe, China, and in India. But with me, the VDIs is now it will be not economically viable. So I come around to these committees, hopefully somebody will come to me and say, stand around, I'll help you. Hopefully.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you
for coming. We would really want to listen to what you have to present. We welcome small businesses and people with ideas to come to our portfolio committee. Just 2 days ago, we had a presentation from a company that wants to assist small businesses to actually start importing, but because they would not be able to navigate the market on their own, this company has got an idea of all the things that you need to do before you then go and market. How it happened that that company ended up presenting is that they wrote a letter to me as the chairperson of the portfolio committee, and they got my details from the Parliament director, and they sent me an email directly, and I responded to them and invited them to have a one-on-one meeting with me, which is the usual process. And then after hearing what they are saying, I then, from the slots of the portfolio committee, I slot them to come and then make a formal presentation in the portfolio committee. And after that, then we begin with the process of looking at how they can be assessed by the department. I guess that the same approach would happen with you, because today you will not have an opportunity of making that presentation. And you will also, if you sit here, you will be bored, because we are considering the agenda today is to consider our report for the budget vote that is taking place on the 20th. And for a meeting with me, this is the lady that is going to help you to set up that meeting. And then after that, I will communicate with the committee secretary, this one, Mr. King. You can, today they can give you their details. And then when we have found a suitable date for you to come and present to the portfolio committee, Gunene will write you a letter of invitation and put you on our agenda. We really appreciate people that are coming up with ideas, because we need more jobs in our country and we need to reduce poverty. I'm sorry that you came here, because you have been frustrated by whatever department that you have been interacting with.
We import all the beauty that people use to make tires in South Africa. And I can make it from an established commercial process, from Mini Stronker, May Soda, they call it. And it's done in India, it's done in China for a long time. It is done in the United States by big companies, such as DuPont. Now, when I went to if I tell you all my doubts, number one, they say my thing is not feasible, it's not economically viable. But the people that say so in the DTI, I doubt whether they got a tree. Forget about the appropriate, but I doubt it sincerely. But I don't want to make trouble. I don't want to do my thing, But you're not allowed to do anything to do it. For instance, if you can imagine, they say you must produce projects that can work on the platforms, on the rural areas where there's so a lot of black youth unemployment. Now, just imagine what they normally do is they plow all the maize stubble underground. Sometimes they must plow a little bit, but not all of it. Sometimes there's a lot that you can harvest. And can you imagine how many jobs can this thing create? It's all good that we're nonsense on the farms. There will be additional jobs on the farms. Then in the fermentation place, lots of jobs. Then South Africa doesn't have to spend billions to import the beauty to make the tires, import this, but they don't give you a chance.
Okay.
Okay,
we will communicate. She's going to give you a card. She's going to give you his card, then we'll communicate with you. Okay, thanks. That is what we will discuss when you meet with me.
They spend it around on the borders of South Africa, other African states, but not in South Africa. Not one project. I ask you why. We say to a team, I just say to email. Thank you.
Okay.
And we'll send you the email with the
question. Hey. Hi. Okay. Where were we now? Yes, yes. We put out the Kasa Gala. Yes. Can we then move? Yes. Okay, next thing you see, you will be able to check fine. The paragraph that says starts with the department's total budget. I would prefer that you say the department has a total budget of. And then on the same paragraph, the line, the third line from the bottom, that starts with billions of the medium term period, because of 64.3% of personnel will be under this program. It takes us back to what Bernard Mabaso was saying, too many too, and here is too many of. I would prefer that we say, because it is the largest unit in the department with 64.3% of personnel under this program. Okay. Then, non kukhona lapho sina financial seyihambile lo.
It's five
now. The bulk of the department's expenditure that amounts to 2 million, 8.5% is for transfer and subsidies over the medium term. Billion. Billion. Then under what term? The bulk of the department's expenditure that amounts to 2 billion, 84% is for the transfer and subsidy over the medium term. There were long term values to this decision.
For transfers and subsidies over the medium term, if the amount, not if the amount, 85% is for transfers, subsidies over the term, over the medium term, if the amount,
Yeah.
And also in the sense that we have agreed that the other papers, 9 million papers, we have to see the agriculture. And then the department will also provide 6 million initiatives to small enterprise in the mining, then in the salary, like the previous administration, for agriculture, as it is, the fact.
So, she landed the key point.
Yeah, it's very good in this sector now, we have a bridge.
Yes.
Now I think it should be the same.
That's our budget eliminates support to agricultural small businesses to be only focused on mining and manufacturing and agro processing. That entails where the problem is. Because the department has developed a district plan. After a policy pronouncement that the school nutrition program is a set aside for cooperatives. Their failure to put agricultural small businesses as part of their constituency means that they are saying, instead of plowing, establishing, of assisting the people that are feeding in the school nutrition program, to have their small farmers 1 hectare and then supply themselves or create a value chain that will make a school nutrition program to become a sustainable program. They are not looking at that. They are looking at mining. Whereas in mining, there is UIDC is funding Leso Zinto and UTI is funding that. Because in mining, you are not using the hoe, you are using a big machine. I'm not saying there are no small businesses in mining, but all our funding instruments tend to start here Bagalalama bebo. They don't look below their eye level. They are just focusing on eye level. Which is why you will not see, as long as they know that a decision has been taken to have a school nutrition program, a center side, a cooperative, they are not looking at that. Bahamba bayo kubitha lo lokhuze no IDT no IDC no DTI all responsible for industrialization in the country. Because mabeya kwi mining bayabo kwenza kusho ukuthi la sinabantu la abaya kwi mining abafocus kwi manufacturing and mining kule kuze kule nto ye with beneficiation, which is not the responsibility of a small business. The responsibility yaka yaka minerals no DTI no ban ban sebe labo bantu labo sikhuluma ngalabantu ukhuluma ngo-Patrice Motsepe, ukhuluma ngo-Lawrence Mavula, ukhuluma ngo-Xolani Gqube. You are not talking about Mamkeze. And when you look at that pyramid, the biggest percentage enkulu kule ya pyramid survivalist. But most of all, the allocation we are going to put our incentives up and up to our shown plan. Then you get to the locus and you put the book on it. Professor Venturo, the world doesn't trickle down. And that book is just talking about ANC policies and what ANC concerns is resolved on. So maybe just in Gaibegala, but we debate here too. We pick this up from the ANC perspective. See again, Jengoba, it is what you are hearing in their report. But then when we are debating as the ANC, then we bring it up. Can we move again?
That you see this passage that we are considering today, actually when the community hadn't had the head, because you will recall that this was submitted in November, and you see now we've been dealing with the September Mabat change currently, recently in March, April. So that they did what it is without, I mean, our veterans, they never begin this line, what we will end them, as we normally use that as that means. And look, another thing, I think the second thing, I think the debate should advance this so that we can book you as for adjustment time that you can get money or we can shift around. One thing that I want to suggest, Honorable Member, is that maybe what I indicated in the report, that years ago, as the Secretary of Human said, that the Minister of Finance stated very clearly that we don't have so much prioritized. Then there is a man. There is a budget for some kind of agriculture, you know, scale from the farmer. You have your mafia, you have polyfema in the Department of Agriculture, which is really meant for this support in terms of SMEs, small scale farming, in terms of agriculture. So really we need to speed up, especially the issues of disappointment and the transfer academy, so that we can tackle those funds. I think I made this, that kind of argument in the inside. Because actually, years ago, there's no money to come to the discussion, cannot provide any more funds for us. But let us do what is available. But in the end, since there is a money for this kind of a program to support SME in agriculture, then in the agriculture, there's grants in there, in Mafisa, the same, and other ones that I forgot now. Then we can use them, check with them. The department is supposed to end up with this one, because I come from the big city. And then they are just meant to come, but they're from us.
Problem would be they don't want to move away from the silo mentality, even though, well, this department, it has a mandate to go to another department and facilitate the signing of the agreement. They are not prioritizing on that. They are actually looking for the money. Whereas in Komimali, there is no department that doesn't have anything to do with small business. All departments, and in other sense, when we called the department, we found those departments making more work than the actual department that is supposed to. And I saw the owner, he had born. He says, yes, Inc. Okay, even that, the one that comes to them, the department. Yeah, she gets the hands here and gets her, of course. Like, it's a band, it's a department. It has a really gets a band. A mad. A department, yeah, it has a mad. A yes, sir. Who I did see. That's a band of capacity. That is the IGC that doesn't sit with the best report to economic development that will then not that man. And the IGC can basically know the sense of the men's will, but they are not even able to sit under one roof when they develop those plans. But they belong to the same department, the same government. And the most painful thing is that they share the same office in Pretoria. They are under one roof. Right? Yeah, so like. And on page 6, I'm telling you, something. This is not my area. This not parallel to the whole page 6. Okay. That's what I'm going to go. A broad 2.5, don't. It's not my area.
When we were in transport, we realized that we could be when we were there. And when we came to the research, this is what some people put in the cover to put our goodness. Why the research happened? And the allocation of that action is the music, supposed to be the music, every research cover. So, Google is a cover, you put the music on the without now need to find a person, even among the public, who is more versed on this.
I must leave the winner in class, that's the area they conduct, which is channel now, which is what do you see in terms of the allocation? Is the budget weighing more on the side? Yeah, the programmatic, because it's the most important area where we need to see, like we were saying, to agriculture again. But much essences are like what we work on, if they were good, pay much. Like we were saying, we just have less present, our cooperatives are getting the 2%. Of the total budget. Can they explain that to us? Why cooperatives would get the 2%?
Okay, thank you, Chair. Let's start with the policy priority. Actually, what I was just going to give the context so that so that we can be a springboard for everyone to help, to help, to help you, can, to contribute to that one. In this portfolio policy, basically, these are the policy pronouncements and policy documents that are relevant for the functioning of this department, this current department. Obviously, MTP, we know that what that MTP articulates in terms of articulations are relevant to our department, this small business development. We know that the MTP is a small business for job creation, so that can reduce skills ownership. And also, we have highlighted the access of funds, finance, and also the issue of procurement, public procurement, for example, which are directly linked with the act of the department, to the current department. Also, with the MCLF, the Media Ministry of the Commonwealth, we know that we talk about this, what we already discussed, the outcome for which is inclusive economic growth, which is employment through inclusive economic growth. The department is also one of the outcomes that is helped to issue. And also, State of Nation Address, in the State of Nation Address, we know that the president has spoken about the set aside state preference for appropriate capital for all states, for government, for people, for SMEs, and for SMEs, corporations, as well as in particular the rural and the township. We know that these are the policy pronouncements that we know, which are relevant to the department, which every, whatever plans and targets that we have and budget that have to do those plans, they have to achieve these policy priorities. These are the springboards that you have to. Wherever one, if one to assess whether this department has budget appropriately, we have to assess the plans versus the demand, whether it's achieved these policy priorities. It's very important. If you say that the budget is credible, it means that it's a very good, it's geared towards achieving these policy priorities that the government is pursuing. That's the reason of the credibility of the budget. Right now, we come to the budget analysis. Actually, we just, it's a brief explanation and highlight on the high level how the allocation has been done. As we said, I mean, the ANAM for this 2015-16 and also over the 2 years that we call outer years of the MTF, which is, as you know, the MTF means the Ministry of Finance that the government budget over the 3 years. So then we concentrate on this 2015-16 where we have financial period in concern, but we also check what is going to happen in the outer years of the MTF, which is the other years. But with the more emphasis to be given in the 2015-16 financial year. So this is what we did here. For example, check how much has been budgeted and what has been budgeted for, in the sense that where this money is going to be spent for. That money is going to be spent for, does it correspond or align with those targets that have been put by the department? I'm putting it broad, I'm not going to detail this here. For example, let's say I want to make, I'm trying to make something that we understand for anyone, even whether this is example or not, so here is for the department. Let's say you are for this, for a program, whatever program, you budgeted for, okay, for this development, according to the number, that the normal use number, 1,000 are going to support 10,000 cooperatives for this financial year, in terms of finance and otherwise for development. And they budgeted for ultimately 700 million. Next year, for example, they say that they're going to support 2 million. And then the budget is 7.1. You could see, if you can support 10,000 SMEs for 7 million, I mean, for argument, say for this year, and next year you increase the number of those SMEs are going to support so that when you calculate the employment to be greater, you say double, maybe 14 million. I mean, there were 10 million, I mean, 10,000, let's say you're 20,000, and the money that are going to use is increased by 100,000. 7 million, now we are going to be for next year, whatever, 7.1 million. Still, obvious, that doesn't make sense. Obvious, this is the thing that we do. The target must see where with the money that has been, in the, with the money that has been increased, that has been allocated for that target. For example, another one that we could be tricky. This year, we said we are targeting to pass to also with the same example. We targeted to support SMEs, 10,000 SMEs or cooperatives with 100 million. next year you will revise the target somewhat to say no, it's going to be 90, not 100,000, no, it's going to be 90,000. And then the money is going up. I mean, you cannot support 100 this year with 100,000, with 1 million. Next year you support 90, and then the money goes up. Then these are things that you should support to look at in terms of whether whether the budget, the budget or the department adequately supported. Also, other thing that we look at is whether the budget is for the core function of the department. The core function is your cooperative development, your enterprise development. This one for program one application is normally called supportive function, because the department is created to support cooperative and enterprise development. Meaning which significant amount, the majority of funds of the budget have to be in core function of the program. Core function. Which idea is the cooperative development and enterprise. If that happens, then no. Because for the administration, which is budgeted, I mean, a significant amount of money compared with the program, cooperative development, which is the core part of the core function of the department. And it requires a very small amount of money. So these are the end, and again, besides of using that analysis, the government has put a moratorium on this since 2007. That you must not support this significant amount in your supportive function compared to your core function, because the compromise is very difficult. These are the things that we will talk about here. And then we say, what this money is the budget have to use for? What is you budget a great amount for this program, but what is have to achieve? What is it achieved with this program? If I can come here in the relevant, what has been happening in this department? For example, in a very certain program one, they demand that they get more funds compared than program two. Significant amount of funds compared than program two. Program two, which is the core function, and program three. Because program one has received 64 million, of which program two, which is cooperative development, is that 16 million. 64 to 60 days. But this year, this 16 that we are here. For example, I'm starting now with the, I started to generalize so that you can see what we are going to look at. But now I'm coming to the issue. I'm saying, for example, program one has been budgeted for 64 million compared to program two, which is budgeted just nearly 15.2 million. And in mind, program two and program three are the core functions of the department.
64 million
pesos? 15.2.
Sure. But has it always been like this for
the
starting
now? The department is new, the one of the more. So, again, I don't know
when I ask this question, I mean, relative to the trend.
Or going forward.
Going backward and coming to us. Remember, we instead. Agencies like CEDA,
okay,
have there. So the question is, over the past 2-3 years, how much has it been received? And this administration, over the 2-3 years, how much has it been received? You know, poverty, how much it, so that we see whether that the trend, because we don't expect the trend to change in the negative side. If it is changed,
okay, thanks for the most. I'll be having a difficulty in having a proper answer because at the program one administration, administrative that was in the CTI. It was most wonderful about the ministry and the minister, which is the minister and the CG, also administration, the CG, and also cooperative. Cooperative division, which is your HR, CFO, and whatever. These are the, when we are talking about the administration, we are talking about this, those, that stuff. So, that program was in, incorporated, was infused in the GTI. And now, as you know, that even in the GTI, there was no program called cooperative development. It was a flat program of other program. I had just thought of what was that program in the GTI. It was a flat program. So, to trace it back, will not have the real, historical trend of what happened.
Let me come in again for the
time. I think this part has to be done. Even if it means acquiring resources from, because you know why other departments and other portfolio committees seem to be doing better than others. They have resources. They, you find in their portfolio committees, they can invite specialists from certain universities. They can invite specialists from researchers from such and such a place. So it will mean from your area as a parliament, together with the secretary, especially the secretary, you must try to find out that how do the other departments get these additional resources. You may find that there are funds in parliament that are there to support the search of portfolio committees, to support the analyzing of the budget by portfolio. I remember in trade and industry, sometimes some professors from the universities will come, and when we did, just to give an example, when we did the amendment to the law, when you invent things, what we call it, where do I let go of this word? Where you say traditional dresses, intellectual property. Intellectual property, we had to get our professor Waradui, one of the greatest professors. And we had to get some professors from the universities. So what I'm saying is that that then makes other portfolio committees to appear to be more efficient than other portfolio committees. Just simply because other portfolio committees are given resources which we are not given. So I don't know how yourself and the secretary will find out how these things are done. I don't know whether I'm expressing a point eloquently enough so that we are able to get external support which we pay for. But who must pay for it? It is Parliament. Especially in as small business, we are supposed to be poorer. So we are a new department. If there are people who need support, who need what, it's us more than the others. Because this question that says CEDA, we must see as a trend of funding. It will also be unfair for us to find that we have CEDA that comes to us and it was funded with paid rents, and then when it comes to us, we suddenly give them 5 rents. Then it means we ourselves are unfair to CEDA if we look at them as a compact body that just moves to us. And the administration does not change much. You would find if we talk of a minister, it is a certain package. Deputy minister, it's a certain package. DG, it's a certain package. So we must see the trend over a number of years. Even if it's not too much by going back, but we must be able to know what we are dealing with in comparison to yesterday.
I think Ntashi has got it exactly, and he has carefully unpacked it to the count. Now, my problem is that the people in the department, I don't understand how they were not able to get to that. I feel like myself, how can officials in the department not be able to go to that extent without them very serious research or expertise, as Utra would be saying. This is a very common as a higher standard they should be doing as professionals. If you look at 9.3 outcome, outcome 4, decentralized through inclusive element, that says it all. You see, that says it all. If you look into that thing, that says it all. And if whoever is dealing with this department was able to look into outcome 4, a very beautiful allocation was going to come out. It says it all, you see. And the national infrastructure in the same way, the development of SMMEs and cooperatives will be the critical instrument to achieve decent employment through inclusive economy. And you look at it from the whole content. You see, now that is why I'm saying it's a problem of who is doing these things, because outcome 4 was very clear to say, if you take it as it is, go and work on this thing, you would come with a very good understanding of how you should allocate your resources now. It tells you, he goes to what he says, this IPEP thing, the new growth path, it tells you about them to say, if you go to the new growth path, you would know that this entails this, and then, we can meet this. It approaches the economy, the approaches. How do you deal with your approaches to address the question of the GDP? Now, I don't know if people, but now our document, our guideline document from the agency requires the people to do that. And the people did not do it, and then we are required to look into it in that sense. I don't know if we are going to be able to really push the direction from the guidelines, because the guidelines are saying exactly to us, we should look into outcome 4 and deal with it. And I don't know why these people have problems with doing what they expected to do, and where do they get, but okay, we are fine. You know that people don't want to change. They actually take things, come with things, and it's so difficult. It's difficult when you have got clear mandate and instructions, and also tools to say, use those tools to do this thing and it will work. So, I think Mutashi
was very clearly campaigning this thing, and it clarifies us either the budget, how the 50 was, the 50. You say there's no logic. There's no logic. 64, 50, in a common shape, you try to spend. In where you can look on how we maneuver, and you can have some. Because what you say, options. You don't use options. You rather take the money. You say your solution to this one is take the money. But in where the money must go, you say, no, let's go with the mission. I don't know. That is not a very good thing. Thank you, sir.
I would want to talk to his grammar before I get to the context. Mm-hmm. Under 9.3, page 7, outcome number 4, the deadline, achieved through diligent implementation of implementation plans and programs. Maybe if we can start with programs, it doesn't create a confusion to the person who reads. Swap of the diligent implementation of programs and implementation plans.
Four.
Then I come to what Mpaji has unpacked. Is that thank you very much, you have made me to understand. You unpacked it very well. Even if the researcher, we don't have the researcher, but you have unpacked it.
Mm-hmm.
And the advantage of that is that Mukaji is from Treasure. He understands. So he's not just a content advisor that doesn't understand the allocation and policies.
Mm-hmm.
The treasure. So my understanding of what you are saying, Mr. Chu, is that when we analyze the budget, firstly we should look at the core function or the core business of the department and make sure that the biggest chunk of the budget of the department goes there. In usual cases, it's 28. The support service usually gets 20% of the budget, and the core business gets 80% of the budget. That is when you are actually doing work, you would allocate your budget in that fashion. Now, what Nkashi needs to tell us is our budget following that session of 20 to support services and 80 to the core business of the...
And then to what is the number? Let me first answer your question, sir. Yes, it follows that in total when you want to get the group and see the different departments, it follows that. What is of concern is that if you want the programs to start to zoom a program, I mean, because these programs are here to achieve different reasons, that they to achieve different objectives and political resolutions. But if you take all other programs and then you talk about them, and then you really achieve that, what I'm saying, then you are going to be doing this in the program, what I'm saying. But when you say by the time you have to figure out and deal, it is because of the program and support them, because the reason that you created a started program, you want for that program, that program, you want to achieve a certain objective and priority and positive priority. So, and you have to zoom in detail to each so that you see how the instrument, where it is appropriately funded, that program. Because if it's not appropriate, it means that I'm not going to achieve the very first program objective and positive priority that we set for yourself. So I would say, in total, if you look the core functions, all of them, well, the enterprise development, which consumes almost 92% of the budget, of the total budget. But what I wanted to highlight is that, which also depends to you on the number, so that because that also triggers some policy debate and questions. Because, for example, even while I was saying that, that 92 or that 80%, 82% has been maintained. I mean, that in the budget, is part of the interest that 80% will be allocated, it has been allocated, will be achieved for the core function of core businesses in total. But when I said, when I started to look each individual program, that is where the discrepancy is part. But even that amount, 84% of that amount, it's not just going to be seized in the department, it's the one that's been outside the primary form of transfer. So that's why I think it's a policy question going forward, which now cannot be kicked out or rather starting this budget, but going forward. Because if it means that the budget, the department is just a bridge. It's not only for the department. This is really policy question for the entire government, was in terms of energy. And again, another thing that I want to emphasize is that you see, I spoke about a program too, that is cooperative development. I think that many of our programs, I still remember we said for the whole night, we talked about the program when we were trying to hold the department that we must have a certain plan that found that it is about the third need. There is only one sub-program, that 52.2 million, is only a budget. I mean, that 52.2 million is only meant for defense for one sub-program, which is primary cooperative development. So according to the support program, cooperative supplier development, intergovernmental relations, marketing development research, training and information, which are sub-programs, they don't have any money, you know. Then it's also going to say that thing that you always say that we have to amend my suggestion or say that I even shared neighbors that said in my one of your recommendations that we have to move with the speech in the sense of the science of the South African. And also, come back, you want to remember. You see, let me, we did what we said. I did it in the interview hour. Here there was no, it wasn't a particular, I go and took all the estimates of the national spending budget, which was 43 last year, then I put it at the end, I found, I increased each and every the proposed, that tax and the proposed program. Where were they before? What did we pay for me? You see? Because arbitration, there was no arbitration. There was no minister, it was a new department, we had new minister, so there was no minister, we cannot raise the arbitration program one, so there was no minister, there was no GC for this department. So this, I mean, but for programs, those one hardware proposed that you're not making, armed forces will not make it now to this, because there were two programs, as I said, remember, now they were for the department for two programs. So, we discussed, we have taken on the previously, because I think we started in 2011, because how the rate came for me, with the depending on the ability of the program, we can have a program that comes. 2011, 12, 13, how the rate came for me. So this, we did in the particular, but here, when the process with the people to achieve the people of this report of this exercise, then, yes, this is important, because this is informed the future. But here, we thought that, well, this is what the budget is, based on the vote, it's new. And then these, those programs that were not even making, they were for three programs that are totally new in the sense. So that's why we decided to cut that system class and then go forward. Because we put them in the that was told us, those who are going to make and you see going to go historical, and we did that. So it's not like many years as one corner of the Ramapa means really expensive. But I'm agree with you, when we are closing in budget sometimes, you even work for some those aspects like I can do going forward. I mean, when you have some potential issues, you should have made that high expertise. Okay. And then again, what I also highlighted in this program, you have this thing of transfers. One thing that's I fail to understand, I feel concerned, but also I ask that you take this, there's, for example, MBTs, you've got Isiban, you've got Sawen, what do you mean? And this one are managed under the Department of under our department, under small business development, through the chief director, gender, youth and empowerment. Now, you have got funds that are being held somewhere. To achieve, as it's fundamental, to achieve the objectives of the department. You see, this thing doesn't mean the science can say, no man, this thing is wrong. I mean, whether it is the legislation, the direction, the ICT, whatever, but you are tasked to do this, and then you're concerned, because I asked DG, we have a very long conversation with the DG, and the DG, he even showed me some breakdown of how this money is being wasted, because ICT charged the funds, in the taxes, and also they take that money to the fund managers, which also charge their own fund. So I said that why does my country sit here? I mean, it doesn't mean that we can. So these are the things that can be really, if in this report, the community want to have that really take that wrong decision, we have to take it, because really, to me, I'm not advising my point of officer, but it means the community to go further. Because really, why are we wasting money resources? We don't need money, but we're wasting. I really care, I really detail on this issue, acting this issue. This is from 200, from 200 to ICC, 38% ICC. ICC transfer this money to the fund manager. Fund manager charge their own percentage. So, I mean, this money does get depleted when it comes to
the
So, and then it's my problem when it comes to the budget. If you talk about 1,000 numbers, no, in that of the financial language, you talk about 1,000 numbers, that is 1,000 figures. You are tasked to achieve this objective. Now, and we have been resourced to achieve this objective. Because, basically, in order to achieve this objective, you must spend money according to what you have to pay for. How are you going to control? You don't have control of finances. How are you going to achieve what has been asked to achieve for that particular commercial day? It really, as I said, I mean, the rocket is the thing that I highlighted, we have to change some strong the content was still some stems from this going forward. Because this this is relevant for this report, for this report, because we have to adopt this report and then with the recommendation that this will have to change in this case for going forward. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm so thankful to what the colleague is saying, but I still want to ask to argue that, you know, some of these committees that are said to be super committees, you know, etc. And just unfortunate we are being of them.
Some of these committees, as people are. And our, identifying those committees as the super committees, super departments. If you look at it, the point that I'm making is that we mustn't just forget. We find they are resource tested, right? They want to stretch, they want, all these things together. And then that comes down to an unfair comparison, where you find it boils down to the industry that the director is in they don't look at the resources that they give and they don't. Like now, if we look at the department, it means we must be able to say
the resources that are given to a department, are they going to carry the department? What's on program one? Putting program one aside, is it possible that we are undertaking an impossible journey? You know, at what stage are we going to argue that this journey that we are undertaking is an impossible journey on the basis of resources? So it means it does lead us to that. But then say a commentary. So that when we get a recommendation, as Colonel Mukashi is saying, it means that's where we are going to have to come. So that our debate will have to be informed by some of these things. Although it will sound like we are a bitter committee, you know, it doesn't sound nice.
Yeah.
But really, it looks like it's possible that we are undertaking a journey, an impossible journey.
Thank you very much. In your analysis, is SAWEC an entity or a program?
In my analysis, SAWEC, you see, under that, according to this one, we don't call it the environmental entities or agencies. You see, agents, your leader. There is transfer to public corporations and transfer to non-profit organizations of the department, which is under the department of the small business and public transfer to non-profit organizations, which is non-profit in the sense that the agency of the department. That is where the fund is being allocated, as well as speaking. Small business development, because appears under small business development as non-profit organization of using the money transferred by the department to that non-profit organization of the department. That's where it appears, because it's
big. But if our is not
changed
by government,
you see.
South
formed by the chemicals. If we see a human being suffering, it is not the same. But the earth really. So, in a sense that in the doctor hiring people that will be paid on a monthly basis to go out and talk to clinicians on issues that will either affect the doctor or affect other clinicians. The South African National Clinical Organization does that. And it then creates harmony. If Musha is in it, you will find somebody who is from the South African Communal Organization talking together with the representative of the father. Because the issue that we have caused the change to them will be the frustration of the community. And then the South African Community Organization would be thinking, would be the community would not be hostile towards family, my family. Because they know what a family we have. The South African Community Organization will be more, we have an ear for them. Because at least not a certain time, it's similar to the train did not arrive on time, and the commuters are going to be late as well. They are not getting any explanation. And one commuter or a criminal says of emergency like this demon. Okay. Then Umatebo, when this matter is being discussed, in Kaza will be angry that the commuters have been to be changed. This time the commuters will be angry that Kaza is not providing them with it, the good service. Which is why then it is justifiable and justified for Kaza to work with the community organization. And when the train has been, it is before the train then, commuters would talk to themselves through the South African Commuters Organization and say, this is what our needs are, the first need. Go traveling to Russia to present our needs. And Russia would go, if our African Commuters Organization would go there. But where would the South African Commuters Organization get the money to always go there and try to resolve our issues that are affecting the community that at the end of the day are all benefits to IPCAR? Because IPCAR, we all need to share our needs in there. IPCAR actually has the strength to tell you about my angry and the Prasa doesn't know to how they feel. Then Prasa funds the South African Community Organization as an NGO, not a state-owned entity. But an important army alliance for the Prasa to facilitate a smooth working relationship between our communities When we are there, so that is your budget. Yeah. Department. And that transport. We don't call the communal organization. We interact with the trust. Because if trust are your end of journey. But we call the South African Communities Organization to come to us and tell us what it is. Do they feel which is if Prasha Imaskari Bifa Kashima about because Bonavon is Pirata? Is Prasha addressing the issues that you bring up to Prasha on behalf of the people? We don't question, we are not questioning Iman that is given to the communal association. We are looking at a value. The whole of our relationship here, the craft, is it building our results now, or our community? No matter what you want, you must say about that. But I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything.
Supply, I also have some space to other public corporations.
for example, the CSIR, if I may say, the CSIR, if I call it, is a public company which happens to link with certain technologies. But the other department that also contributes to that CSIR, and you can learn how to force to achieve a specific objective. I mean, that's relevant. And then the thing that you go and decide for, say, NCO, and then you take your own minutes as the same transfer. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we're not in touch, which is my own agency. You get what I'm trying to say? You get transfer first. It depends on the institute of transfer. So I said there are three forms of that transfer to money. So the man as a departmental agent, as agents, which is, these are mine. So, I mean, if you take this analogy of share, this is your brother. You transfer money for public corporation. This means that you want to achieve a specific, you have a memorandum of agreement, you can say agreement that public corporation so that can achieve a certain objective. That's related to your department. But that does not mean that public corporation is yours now. So I'm going to come and report to you in terms of his operation. And you have, in your turn, you can go and transfer the money to non-profit organization. Like in housing, like your, what you call this association of housing? So basically, I think whichever thing they're trying to answer the recent question you are being asking, yes, but always the answer is because that is where I went as a child. When I mean, in my own analysis, because it's not actually a departmental agent. It's a non-profit organization supposed to lobby or for women, then whatever, they, I mean, assisting the department, lobby for women, women. But that's why we are also assisting the department in terms of, because it is in your task, because your task is the enterprise in terms of disabled people, women, youth. So this one, means can assist you to achieve that objective. Why can't you assist it? But I mean, that means you that to the road agent, it cannot be your class and personality.
Yes.
Can say the problem is between what maybe to minister gave us we get that the same power. Could that be the version of the call of the problem?
No, the thing is, I also, in the recommendation, I think I think it's clear that there is a need really to review, because if you can really look at the thing, even that easy one, even that one, the location, I think, say, the actors, for all of them, that's what you have to start with the same, I mean, you have to start in length of the previous community. But I said in the recommendation, there's a need to review of his in order to make their objective relevant to the department. I mean, because really that can be helped to the region. Because if we listen carefully, one of the members, only on the last week of the committee meeting, when the question was asked, the chief director responded for gender, was talking another language, and then the CEO of the Sawen was talking another language. Then here comes the chair, when I was saying his own attention. So here you need to review this. Was there a confusion?
Sir, I want to come to what you have put on the table in the beginning to ask that whether we can give you this whole report and then relook at it and revamp it. Because that is, as it is now, we are getting fewer and fewer. But what is of most importance is on page 22, the recommendations. I've just browsed through them, and it is true. Some of these whole agencies, NGOs, and whatever, we need to relook at it. That's what Ms. Rogers said, is on page 22.
I think Lukashi, the way he actually has been in position to that. Let's think they are talking to the history of where we come from with the department. They link they link, it's a very linked record of what we are saying. And I think for us to chat with you, Chair, it will not be a very negative thing or wrong thing to do, because as we were going through all the issues, the gist of the things ultimately will guide us to deal with the issue of the budget itself. Now we will be able, and with yourselves there, I don't think we can doubt anything, because we actually were able to get talk on the content of what actually we wanted to say about everything. But I must really say, as you know, you actually have worked very, very hard in making sure that this thing is actually an eye-opener for us to get to the real thing, so that recommendations are able to be helpful after adoption. You know, we are not negative. We don't say no. We have even said it even before when we adopted the first budget, to say we adopt it because it's a new department. We will need some of the money to continue. And we are continuing so far that is why we are able to put up a budget on our own now. Now, also for now, the last meeting from Monday has shown that, you know, now we are at a position or level where we can draw correct things now and say this is we as a committee will want to see. And I don't think it would be really unfair also to the department itself, because we are guided by that document and they were not guided by that document. So we are guided by that document, and for us to do the right thing, it is to try and push towards that document. I think we know we will not be able to do some changes when it comes to finances and all that. But I think you are able also to tell us on the status of the positions that are there. Anything that is there, you are able to tell us. This thing is required, it is element, it must be there, but this is how you must have it exist. So it gives us that basis to say, have it, but let it exist on the basis of cash. Have it, because now some of us are starting to feel that how is in fact to get rid of it altogether, completely, because that's how when you see it's a very complicated issue, because that it's also registered as section something in the Constitution. Section 21, company, you see, we know the Section 21. And then at the same time, if you look at it, generally, it's not that, by the way. So I'm saying that we are happy to get this now, because we are able to know exactly, even in the case, whoever will be giving, they will be able to know exactly what are we, where are we with the department. I think that's fine.
And for me, also under the recommendation, I would suggest that under CETA, we also recommend that CETA must build its own capacity to eliminate usage of consultants that are used by CETA to service the client base of CETA. But maybe also
in our debate now, as the AA is implemented, we should be able to point out to that what has been had in progress, what we see as the skin of interest in the development of SMA even for purposes. If you take the AA of the middle, where instead of the department having a direct contact with this currency, then services are mainly transferred to agencies of the department. And the agencies don't do where one by one. They also transfer, they obligate their responsibilities
in the case of FIFA, it becomes the intermediary that interacts with the client at a very high cost of between 42 and 100%, 110% interest on the loan given to small businesses by intermediaries, killing the capacity of that in a small business to compete in a market that has a procurement system that is based on those prices. That only is an answer. The same applies to FIDA. FIDA will then have consultants that are working for FIDA as opposed to FIDA doing the work itself. You know, I've never gone to any bank when I want to get a loan to buy a house. Then the bank tells me that I should go to the intermediary. When I go to a bank, a commercial bank, to ask for a particular service, I will find an employee of a bank that will process my application. But in the case of DFI, that doesn't happen. Which then makes the very same loan that you are applying for more expensive. Which brings us to the question of honorary approval. Process. How much does it cost to give a run to a business person? And FIFA could not respond to that question. Because they are only talking about what happens in FIFA open. They are not relating to the journey that is covered by the run from Treasure until it reaches the Mountain. They have a human interest in the new ideas before they have money to. And that is the core issue that we need to be using to talk to. But another issue in the human communication is adding the human. That I think is very, very important. It's the issue of
the cooperative bank, the cooperative development agency. We need to speed up that process. The department has to speed up that process of establishing the cooperative development agency. Because all these services of ECFA, NECIDA, NEPAWENA that are being allocated in other departments would then come under the all the services of some cooperatives that you find them scattered all over would then be located under one of the cooperative development agency. Another recommendation that has to come in here is the recommendation that begins to speak to the skill development, particularly on cooperatives. There is a need to move with speed to develop, to finalize the process of establishing a cooperative development, a cooperative academy. If we are to do it justice in terms of facilitating effective participation of cooperatives in the space that has been opened for them, such as the supply of school nutrition program at the center site for cooperatives, the supply of school furniture at the center site for cooperatives, the absence of a cooperative academy would have dire consequences in the performance of cooperatives and the role expected of them to play in the mixed economy. People understanding is the same that the mixed economy of South Africa has got three pillars. It's an active state in the economy, which is the private sector and cooperatives. You can then not invest in a pillar of the mixed economy and hope to have a true mixed economy. It can happen. So the investment to cooperatives should be equally to the task expected of cooperatives to play in bringing about a mixed economy in South Africa. The third one is the establishment of a cooperative bank in South Africa. Which can no longer be delayed. Because that financial support that would come from a cooperative bank speaks to the radical economic transformation the hours that we spent talking about SEFA and what have you would go away. We will not spend so many long hours discussing those things if we had a cooperative bank in place in South Africa. So those three instruments, we should not be confining thinking as much as we are discussing this budget, we should be actually beginning to show that there are big homes, they are very important instruments that require budget allocation to this department to make this department achieve what is expected of it. I'm saying Jirita must build its own capacity to eliminate usage of consultants that they are currently used to service the client base.
I was saying that can include for consultation and our presentation.
Yes. So, Kuma recommendations. We should start Kuma observation. In our observation, we should make an observation of UTA. There is a little focus on speeding up the process of finalizing the establishment of the cooperative development agency. Cooperative bank and the cooperative academy, which are very key instruments then I would then suggest to you, having done all that, we are then given an opportunity, which I go and put in the introduction and paraphrase it so that we can then, before Nami comes this afternoon, I can then be able to give it to them. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I are we in agreement? Thank you. We can the meeting close.
No.